Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, good day, America. When this airs, we will have just celebrated Valentine's Day. It's a time for sweethearts and chocolate. The last hurrah for overeating from the holidays, the Super Bowl and all that. And many of us are thinking about how to shed those extra pounds of winter fat that we put on in preparation, because we're getting ready for spring and summer just around the corner. President Trump promised to make America healthy again, and we just got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the director of the Health and Human Services. And in line with Valentine's Day, and because she is our family resident health expert, I invited my fabulous wife, Marnie, to co-host with us today. And the topic is Maha. She's the Maha Mama.
Maha Mama.
All right, we're going to talk politics, food options, exercise, and medicine. And while Marnie has researched these topics extensively, we are not giving medical advice. We're not medical experts, period. Do your own research. You need to check it out with your own physician, your own doctors. But we're going to have some fun, and this should be thought-provoking, and you'll get a glimpse into what I have to put up with, a glimpse into the blessing that I have in my wife, Marnie. Hey, welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you for having me. I love being here with you.
How was Valentine's Day? Did I do okay?
Oh my gosh, yes. Fabulous. All right, always.
Every year I write you a poem, don't I? And I present it. That's the only present she ever asked for. I don't have to buy flowers or chocolate, even though I do that. No fancy dinner required, even though I do that. The only thing she asks of me is she wants a yearly Valentine poem.
Well, actually, you started that, and now we've got to keep that tradition going. Yeah, I love it.
That is something I did start. In fact, one of the Valentines I wrote for her got published in a book of poetry. But can I share the one I wrote for you this year?
Yes.
All right. It's a love poem to Marnie. Never would I have imagined the joy in the simple things as I now share with you. Sometimes rising early, sometimes late, because we were out on a late night date. Heading to the kitchen to make us lattes to share, reading his word and ending in prayer. The dog, of course, once out and fed, afterwards she returns to bed. But we rise and shine for a brand new day, trusting God in the things that come our way. Our daughters now off with lives of their own, into their hearts great seeds you have sown. You've shifted your focus to help me build a plan for his kingdom and purposes filled. Pirate money is our work, helping people around find in their money something that's sound. We're a part of a team, and that's something great, fulfilling our purpose and sharing our fate. There's no other person I'd rather be with. You're my one and only, and that's not a myth. Thank you, sweetheart, for sharing this life. I'm ever so thankful God made you my wife. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be available.
It brought me to tears, so thank you.
Well, it's going to be available in greeting cards and sappy Hallmark movies later this year. But romance can be healthy. We're talking healthy, right? Romance is good for you?
It's very healthy. Relationship. Good relationships.
All right. Well, I want to talk about a Valentine's Day present that we all got. Maha was Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Marnie, you're the Maha Mama.
Well, I have deep dived for many years because we've had some issues of our own in our family. So it's kind of forced me to, and I learned a lot. So I'm right there with him. I'm expecting great things.
And you're in agreement with him, I think, on food, medicines.
Yeah, most everything I am in agreement.
And we'll talk about vaccinations a little bit. Did you see the executive order signed by President Trump? It's in whitehouse.gov, establishing the President's Make America Healthy Again Commission. Did you look at that?
He's got some high goals. I mean, high bars. And I think if he can do it, we're going to change America. We're going to change our health. We're going to change the landscape.
Well, we need to. Reading in this order, it says American life expectancy significantly lags behind other developed countries, with pre-COVID-19 U.S. life expectancy 78.8 years and comparable countries averaging 82.6 years. That's a huge difference.
It's a big difference. I mean, look at all the chronic diseases that have come up. So 1 in 10 Americans have at least one chronic disease.
6 in 10.
6 in 10.
6 in 10 Americans. And 4 in 10 have two or more chronic diseases. United States has had the highest age standardized incidence of cancer in 2021, double the next highest rate. There's some serious problems.
There's something wrong here. And I think a lot of people have identified it, including RFK.
And it does hit our economy. It hit politics. It hits life. 30 million children in 2022 had at least one health condition, such as allergies, asthma, and or an autoimmune disease. And we've had to deal with all three in our family.
We have had to deal with all three, which is why I'm Maha Mama.
Yeah. Autism spectrum disorder now affects 1 in 36 children. Thank goodness we have not had to deal with that, but a lot of families do. 1 in 36 children. I remember as a kid, it seemed like it was like 1 in 10,000 or something, but now it's 1 in 36. In fact, the rates of 1 to 4 out of 10,000 children, it says in the order, identified with the condition during the 1980s. And we're spending a fortune, $4.5 trillion in annual healthcare expenditure for people with chronic and mental health conditions.
I think some of those cause the mental health conditions, the poor way we're eating, all of that. Pesticides, I mean, you name it.
You know,
I think that's what's causing a lot of that.
Dr. McCullough wrote how the increase in autism is tied directly to the increase in transgenderism and other things. Now, historically, that was known as a mental health disorder.
Right.
But now, of course, you know, it's a celebrated lifestyle in some quarters. But nevertheless, this is having to do with our food, having to do with the way that we treat people, our medicines potentially. There's a term in here, it's in BEAT. Can you see that term in here?
Yes, root causes.
Explain that.
Okay, so a lot of times we're, particularly Western medicine, and I have nothing against Western medicine. We use them, love it, but they don't go for the root causes. They just cover up or make symptoms go away, but you're not dealing with where it's originating, diseases and all that. So if we could address the root causes, we could take care of more things more permanently.
You know, it's funny, in business, we use the term root causes, you know, by treating the symptoms and not the actual underlying problems, and that's a
right.
terrible thing. But in medicine, too often we have symptom relievers. And so if you have a high fever, you can relieve the symptoms with an aspirin. It does not solve the root cause.
Doesn't fix the problem.
And chronic diseases have root causes too.
Absolutely. I would say almost every one of them.
And so we need to look at our food, and that's one of the things. Working with agencies, work with farmers to ensure that United States food is the healthiest, most abundant, and most affordable in the world. Is it the healthiest? Is it the...
In the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. We have a lot of other countries have banned so many things that we still allow in our food, in our medicines, all of it. So we really need to catch up, and that may be the correlation there with the other countries, why they live longer.
Is that why people tell us, you know, we'll go out to dinner and somebody will say, well, you know, when I was in Europe or in Italy, I ate all the gluten I wanted, and yet they can't eat gluten here. Is that the reason why?
Yes, yes.
What causes that?
So, I mean, several things, and it's not all one thing, but, you know, we're looking at pesticides, we're looking at pharma, we're looking at chemicals, we are looking at just processed foods. And there's just a lot.
The agricultural practice has a role in it. The way it's processed has a role in it.
Yeah. Water, air, all the things that you find in water and air need to be cleaned up.
So when you look at this executive order, you know, as a mother of grown daughters now, but as a mom who built a great family, yes, as you look at this, what do you think when you read this order from the president and then see RFK with his opening words? What's it make you feel?
I'm excited because we need to redo. We need to topple almost everything in food, air, water. I mean, down to fluorides, down to whatever it is.
It's time to clean house.
Clean it up.
Look at it properly. It's like Doge for our health, right?
It's exactly right.
Just re-examine everything that we're doing to determine whether it's good for us. It's a common theme. I'm hopeful. It sounds like I know you're hopeful.
I'm very hopeful.
All right. We've got some amazing things that we're going to be talking about here on the Pirate Money radio program. America has seemingly gone the wrong direction. Food, medicine, healthcare, pollutants, plastics in our brain, food allergies. We're going to be talking about all of that in this show. And the common theme is going to be money and politics. We'll be right back with more Marnie Freeman after the break.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, my best friend, my co-host, Marnie Freeman. We're talking. She is the Maha Mama, and we're talking about our health. Make America Healthy Again. And a common theme of this show, all the time, we talk about money. It's pirate money, but we try and do it from a biblical perspective. And then we're talking about health. And there's a money role in the health system. You know, we spend more per capita on healthcare than any other nation of the world by a large amount. I mean, there's no other nation that spends more than like $8,000 maximum per capita, per person. $8,000 a year on healthcare, we spend $13,000 and we're having worse outcomes.
Per person,
$13,000. We were talking with Dr. Carson at the at Charlie Kirk's event, AmFest. Yeah, and he made the comment there, and then he reiterated it. I was with him in a board meeting just last month, and he said, we spend $13,000 a person, and you know, you can hire a good concierge doctor for $5,000 or less per person on average.
And I bet you'd get more time with them.
More attention, more time.
Attention, yep.
And what would you do if you $5,000, you have $8,000 a month or a year per person you could set aside that to put in a catastrophic health plan or whatever. We would get more and better care if we revamped the whole health system. I'm looking at these nations here. I mean, there's a chart here. Relative to the size of its economy, the U.S. spends a greater amount on health care than any other high-income nation. That's from Health System Tracker that we're looking at. Bottom line is, we are overspending and getting less than we're paying for.
Do you know, we could allot some of that money we're overspending with to some alternative type medicines, alternative. They're not really alternative. They're becoming more and more mainstream. But yet insurance doesn't cover it. And we're paying thousands. You and I are paying thousands a month for our family.
Oh my God. I think we're paying $30,000 a year. When the Affordable Care Act was passed under President Obama, we were paying about $350 a month. And now we're paying $2,600 a month almost, which is over $30,000 per year. And here we've got how much concierge medicine costs, partner MD, how much does it cost? Let's answer. Average cost of concierge medicine, usually between $2,000 and $5,000 per year, and you can find plenty of great practices in this range. Even in New York, the Hamptons, Los Angeles, San Francisco, South Florida, membership costs $3,500 a year to $10,000 a year. Even then, in the most expensive cities in America, it's less expensive than we're paying on average for the entirety of the United States.
I need a job just to pay for our insurance, literally.
Oh yeah, $30,000. Remember, you graduate from college and your first job, $30,000. You thought you were in tall cotton.
Right, I did. I was excited.
All right, healthcare prices. You know what are we going to do about it? Some of the things we can do about it. And we've talked about it here on Pirate Money Radio. We talk about it even more extensively on Economic War Room, which is our sister show that's on Blaze Television. One thing you can do is healthcare price transparency. When you took our daughter to the ER, did they tell you going in how much things would cost?
I had to ask and beg and try to get, you know, do I want to pay for this out of pocket or do I want my insurance to cover it? And we determined, and we did take her to the ER, that it was going to be less expensive on us to not use our insurance and to cover it full cost.
Out of pocket.
Yeah, no. Which is ridiculous.
Because it applies to the massive deductible that we have. Yeah. When you go in for a surgery, it's an emergency. Do they tell you how much it's going to cost? Or do you bother? Do you stop at the front and say, hey, don't save my life. I want you to tell me how much. No, nobody does that. However, for elective procedures, shouldn't you be able to know how much it's going to cost going in? Know exactly how much it's going to cost?
Well, you should. And I will tell you, one thing that happened to us, actually a couple times, I've gone in for these procedures and asked, can I get every anesthesiologist all the cost? And they could not tell me. They literally told me, you will have to figure it out once the procedure is done. They will let you know when the procedure is done. How can you plan for that?
This is Nancy Pelosi telling us that you'll find out what's in the bill after we pass the bill. I think it was Nancy Pelosi. It was Obamacare or something. You'll find. No, this is not the way to run a healthcare system. America deserves better. I am hoping that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recognizes, I know President Trump does, and he's going to get in there and help us get price transparency. Dave Diaz, remember we were with Dave Diaz not long ago. He told us, what did he say about health insurance plans if we had state competition?
Well, going across state lines.
Across state lines.
And transparency.
Right.
Both.
Yeah, it'd cut our health costs by half.
Half, at least.
Yes. So we're talking about money, and it's a big number. The cumulative price, let's see, Americans deserve healthcare price transparency. I'm quoting here from part of the Public Interest Network, PIRG. It's from November of last year. It says healthcare transparency could save a bundle, know what you pay before you get the care so you can price shop. And it says the cumulative price of this lack of healthcare transparency is shockingly high. In an open letter to the U.S. Senate, prominent economists, academics, and business leaders cite data indicating that 25% of our spending is administrative waste, overcharging, and fraud, and state that healthcare price transparency can save the U.S. healthcare system approximately $1 trillion annually. Hey, Elon Musk and Doge, get in there and work with RFK because we need to save $1 trillion. It's killing us with this price. $1 trillion a year, just to put it in context, that is approximately the sum total of all your credit card debt combined with all the credit card debt of every other American together. It's a little over $1 trillion. We could save $1 trillion a year for our economy. That's huge. That's a big number. And we could cut our health care costs in half.
It just help people.
Oh, yeah, it help people. Now, speaking of money, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, spend it, or invest it, sometimes spending it on health care. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. So money is involved here, no question. Mm-hmm. And how about politics? Did you see that Vice President J.D. Vance's relative was denied a heart transplant, a 12-year-old, because she was unvaccinated?
A 12-year-old who has a long life ahead of them.
Yeah, a 12-year-old Indiana girl who is related to Vice President J.D. Vance has been barred from a spot on the heart transplant list because she's not vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu, according to her parents.
This is crazy. And we had a similar, we have a friend who had experienced a similar thing. They had to move states to go get a transplant for their daughter.
For their daughter. They had to switch states. Now, this is crazy because a lot of people would say that the vaccine, now I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. We're not drawing that medical judgment. But I've read from like Dr. Peter McCullough, who we've had on Economic War Room, he would say, if you have heart issues, you should not take a vaccine for
right.
COVID.
Well, and if you have autoimmune issues, there was quite a few doctors that said you shouldn't take this. They shouldn't take the flu shot because you're body is already running at full speed. So autoimmune people, some of them have not been able to take it.
Yeah. So here we have an instance where because of politics, we insist everybody, I mean, she has her own medical doctor. Her medical doctor and the family have agreed vaccination is not the choice, but they won't give her a heart transplant. They're going to let potentially I pray for this little girl. I pray in Jesus' name that she gets healed and well and does not have to deal with this, that she gets the transplant that she needs or supernatural healing. I believe in that. But this is nuts that requiring a vaccine that might be bad for her health in order to get her a heart transplant, that's just wrong. That's politics.
I don't think medicine is a one-size-fits-all, just like we have our own fingerprints. No one has my fingerprints. I cannot do some of this medicine that other people do or supplements or anything like that. It is not a one-size-fits-all situation.
It is not. And this is politics. And speaking of politics, there's this Blaze special documentary out that I want to see it. We have the trailer. takes about a minute and a half. I think we should roll that trailer from the Blaze documentary.
It is inconceivable that I was trying to cover up the possibility of a lab leak.
President Biden has pardoned Anthony Fauci.
The gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You do not know what you are talking about.
Why did Biden give Fauci a blank check going back to 2014?
There was pushback on Anthony Fauci, who had been a much respected figure.
The highest paid employee in the federal government.
Why, they asked NIH director Dr. Fauci, why again are you funding such research? And why are you doing it without a risk-benefit assessment? In October of 2014, the NIH sent letters, cease and desist letters, to the research organizations carrying out those projects saying that research should be paused. But it existed primarily on paper.
CDC workers somehow lost track of samples.
Leaking box vials labeled smallpox.
The dangerous H5N1.
One of history's most feared viruses.
Recreate the Spanish flu.
The failing to go deeper. Cross-contaminated samples and sent the sample.
Workers in three labs handled one of the most deadly strains of anthrax.
Participated in a conspiracy to defraud the public about the origin, in a conspiracy to cover up the origin. Each time Fauci's response has been to double down and say he did the right thing.
Wow. That's impactful. You can learn more or watch the trailer at FauciCoverUp.com. Our sister show, Economic War Room, is on Blaze. If you need a code, use the code ECON. No wonder President Biden felt the need to give Fauci a preemptive pardon.
Right.
I know RFK is going to be looking at this. I know he's big on questioning whether or not that was a political decision, how we dealt with COVID or not. I know the President Trump has pulled us out of the World Health Organization. That'll be effective next year. This is a political issue, and people are on various sides of this. But man, why would you have to pardon Anthony Fauci, the highest paid man in government?
Well, I would like to know what he was paid. That's number one. And number two, I mean, again, it's not one size fits all, and to mandate that everybody takes something that may or may not work for them is ridiculous.
Well, and maybe it's ridiculous if it was done for political purposes, if it was
right.
Done worldwide, if they covered up the facts. Dr. McCullough and others have questioned this, Dr. Malone and others. This is a serious issue. It's something that we, you know, need to look at as a nation. Was that the right health policy? What are the outcomes? Did it improve life to have the vaccine or not improve it? And people are on different sides. But a 12-year-old girl not getting a heart transplant because she didn't take the vaccine, that's just plain wrong. All right, we'll be covering this, more about RFK Jr. and Maha with the Maha Mama, Marnie Freeman, right after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm joined by the Maha Mama, my fabulous wife. I just am so in love with you and so pleased. We just celebrated Valentine's Day. It's a thrill for me. We've got more than a quarter century together. I won't say
26,
how much more. Yeah, 26
yeah.
years together. And we were talking before the break, we're talking about some of the health journey that we've been on and then how excited we are to see Robert F. Kennedy in place, Jr., in place as the head of Health and Human Services. And we've talked about money. We talked about politics. And, you know, it was tragic. There's a 12-year-old relative of the vice president, J.D. Vance, denied by a hospital because she didn't take the COVID-19 vaccine. So no heart transplant for you. You know, beautiful young girl that's got a beautiful life ahead of her, we pray, but not allowed to have a transplant. So these are tragic things. And hopefully RFK Jr. will be able to address them. All right, we've talked money and politics. Let's now get into talking about food and medicine and the term you used earlier, root causes. Trump has created a Maha Commission on Chronic Disease that will be chaired by RFK Jr. What's it going to look at?
Oh, it's going to look at everything. I mean, food, air, water, what we put in those, processed foods, seed oils, you name it, vaccines, everything.
Well, I hope it does. It's time. Every once in a while, you have to take a stop and say, are we doing the right thing? Are we on the right track? And you should pause that, even if you're doing well. And unfortunately, it looks like we're not doing that well. Our life expectancy is not as high as other nations. It's significantly lower. And our expenditures are much higher than other nations.
Right.
I wouldn't mind paying extra if we were getting the benefit out of it. But we're paying extra to get worse results, not better.
Exactly.
So if that's not a time to stop and do a commission like this, I don't know what is. So let's talk about the food system, the American diet. It appears to have toxic material, medical treatments, lifestyle, environmental factors, government policies, food production techniques, electromagnetic radiation, corporate influence and cronyism. All of those are working together to make us sicker, it looks like.
Yeah, they're finding in all the processed foods, not only are they bad for you because they've, you know, cooked everything out, beat everything out that's good for you, but also they're finding chemicals, they're finding pharma in there. Like if you're drinking milk, they're finding pharma in there from cows, like maybe antibiotics. Things like that.
Yeah, now we're not...
So we're taking them.
We are. We're not the experts, but we know what we don't like. And right. Maha Mama, you know what you don't like. So when you go to the grocery store, you always look for the organic label and you're looking for why. Why is that?
Well, again, I want to avoid glyphosate.
Which is Roundup.
It's a
pesticide.
I mean, I'm sure the intention was good, but the way it's overdone, it's just everywhere.
Well, yeah, and again, we're not saying anything negative about the producers of Roundup or anything like that. No,
right.
Nothing to get us in trouble here, but you have a legitimate reason to question it, right?
And again, I'll just say I deal with autoimmune. We have other family members that do. So we really have to watch out. I deal with MTHFR, which I can't even say what that is. But you can't methylate B vitamins, you can't methylate homocysteine, folate, all of it. So it can cause an array of issues.
So if you have that and you eat the wrong foods or it has pesticide or whatever, it can influence you. It can make you feel ill.
You cannot detox very well. So then enters the saunas and the red light therapies and all those type things for people with MTHFR. And there's like 40 to 60% of the country has it. And it's a genetic issue. And I don't know why doctors aren't testing for it, because you literally have to live a different lifestyle, particularly if you're going to have children.
Does it have anything to do with the gluten intolerance that you've had to deal with?
It can, but it can cause the thyroid, Hashimoto's, all those type things.
So it's a root cause that could lead to a thyroid issue that could lead to a gluten intolerance, essentially.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. And ultra-processed foods don't seem to be helpful with all the added sugars and salts, and they're very addictive. The monosodium glutamate and all of that, you get said craving, I need some sugar, right?
Absolutely.
And what happens there is we end up with ultra-processed foods, fatty, sweet, savory, or salty packaged snacks.
Yeah.
I like those.
I do too, honestly.
Ice creams and frozen desserts, cola, soda, and other carbonated soft drinks, energy and sports drinks, canned, packaged, dehydrated, and other instant soups, packaged meat, fish, vegetables, breads, and buns. Breakfast cereals and bars, sweetened juices, margarines and spreads, infant formulas and drinks, meal replacement shakes such as SlimFast, ultra-processed foods. This is from an article in the American Medical Association. So we're not talking some conspiracy theory weirdo. This is the AMA talking about how dangerous ultra-processed foods are.
No, that's right. I mean, if you look at the red dyes, again, pesticides, all those type things, our bodies are not made to deal with that.
No, but here's the key phrase. Dr. Devery says, ultra-processed foods are better at preserving shelf life than human life. What does that mean?
Well, I remember the hamburger in the under the bed or put away for like 20 years or something.
The McDonald's burger. And you look back at it.
And it was untouched.
Yeah, and that bothers me about even this thing that Bill Gates is doing, the appeal. He's like, oh gosh, we'll spray your fruit or vegetable with this. And 20 years from now, you know, 2 weeks from now, 6 months from now, it's still going to look fine. That bothers me a little bit.
Right. And that was even going for organics. But some Maha Mamas and some fierce women got after them. They were calling the Costcos of the world and all that and saying, we don't want this. We don't want this. So a lot of stores have removed it, particularly on organics.
Yeah. All right. Here's some examples of processed foods that are not ultra processed. So this article makes a distinction between ultra processed and processed. Processed foods are more nutrient dense than ultra processed foods and usually are less refined and have fewer or no additions. They are generally healthier. Examples of processed foods in whole wheat bread, extra virgin olive oil, and tofu. They have to be processed, but they're not ultra processed. So I think that's the key distinction.
Yeah.
It says a large study conducted over 19 years showed a 31% higher mortality for the highest versus lowest consumers of ultra processed foods. The concerns include recent documentation of an increased risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and dementia.
Again, autoimmune. I think we're turning on our genetic predisposition or response to these things. I mean, our body's in fight or flight all the time because of what we're eating and taking in.
And watching your dad was so hard. And my dad, too, who had different issues than your father. My father's body wore out and his brain was intact, and your dad's brain, his memory.
He had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that was hard.
Hard to watch.
Yeah, and I think foods may have, our great-grandparents didn't have ultra-processed foods, and they seemed to live longer.
Now, I saw with my grandparents, they had a farm. They did all that themselves. They raised their own food. But as they got older, it was just, tiring, and they decided to go into a retirement home just to be easier on them. They went down so fast, and I watched. They were eating crap. They were being served crap. I'm sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah. It was not good stuff.
And it wasn't good.
It had high amounts of added fat and sugar added. And listen, Dr. Devery said, added to ultra-processed creations make them considerably more calorie dense than most foods. And, it shocks me when we go and I thank you, Marnie, for getting me to eat salads and vegetables and things like that. I appreciate you because you've really helped me on that. Here's a tool. Did you see this tool I sent it to you? It was at Epoch Times. Confused by food labels, this tool shows what's really in your cart. Ultra-processed foods dominate shelves, contributing to health issues, but lacking clear definitions. So did you see that tool?
I did. I'm impressed. I'm liking that. And there's a lot of apps coming out now, and I'm loving it because we have the Environmental Working Group. They're hot on all this. They've been for several years. Think Dirty, Yucca, Seed Oil Scout. A lot of great apps can help you make better decisions.
So this looks like a tool that's created by Northeastern University and analyzes ingredients and nutrition labels from 50,000 food products. It's called Grocery DB. It ranks foods based on how processed they are. And you can actually just look at something on your phone. I mean, I like the ones that have a QR code reader, and you just look at it and it'll tell you, is it good for you or bad for you? Ultra processed, not processed. But this one was highlighted in Epoch Times. It says, enter Grocery DB, new tool. By analyzing ingredient lists and nutrition labels from over 50,000 food products, they rank foods based on how processed they are. At a time when ultra-processed foods dominate both diets and debates, Grocery DB may offer shoppers a way to take control of what's in their cart and in their bodies. And I know you use this when you shop. I've been with you and our daughter.
Yes. And I'm going through the aisles, and it a lot of them beep, like beep, beep, like I'm actually, stocking shelves or something. And I have people that are working there come and ask, are you okay? Because I'm busy scanning stuff because I don't want to bring home bad stuff to my family.
This is a use for artificial intelligence that can help if we're making America healthy again. and we're overspending on healthcare. This is a way we can get to root causes, which might be the food we're eating combined with the genetic predisposition that we have.
Right, absolutely.
I know I can eat certain things that you can't eat, and you can eat certain things that I can't eat.
Well, I can't have gluten, so you actually get my gluten.
I do.
I give it to you.
I do, and you can have my Brussels sprouts.
That's right.
But they cause me, my body, more gas if I have Brussels sprouts, and so I become less Valentine-y for you because I've had the Brussels sprouts, and I've noticed you say, oh, don't eat those. Those have Brussels sprouts in there. You're protecting me and maybe protecting our environmental air quality.
Did I say I love you?
I love you too. All right. Here's another one. Plastics. CNN Health. Human brain samples contain an entire spoon's worth of nanoplastics. What are nanoplastics?
I mean, plastics leach off inside of plastic bottles, plastic cookware. I mean, we're storing our food in plastics, then we heat them up in the microwave.
Tiny shards of plastics. This is our autopsy in early 2024 from cognitively normal health brain samples, human brain samples, found tiny shards of plastic that equaled an entire spoon worth. I thought of that as I used a plastic spoon to stir my coffee this morning. I think I'm throwing that thing away and I'm going to go back to metal, although we have problems with certain metals too. I mean, these are the kind of things that the MAHA Commission needs to look at. And this, again, is not conspiracy weird things. This is CNN. This is the American Medical Association. All the things you've told me for years, they're beginning to recognize here in the major public health room. All right, we've got one more segment, Marnie. We'll stay tuned to the MAHA Mama and learn the secrets about being healthier right after the break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by my Valentine, the love of my life, more than 26 years, Marnie Freeman, the MAHA Mama. I'm going to nickname you that since we're doing the show on MAHA, and you've studied health issues for as long as we've been together. Before we even got married, you would tell me, hey, this is a little healthier. And you know what? I think a lot of women, a lot of wives, a lot of mothers, they've studied this, and they have a lot of wisdom. I hope that RFK Jr., as the newly installed Director of Health and Human Services, Secretary of Health and Human Services, cabinet level, hope he doesn't touch our beautiful black gold, as President Trump would say, but on the health thing, make us healthier, RFK.
Make us healthy again. He is going to do a phenomenal job, and he is surrounding himself with the right people.
And he's looking at these things. He's looking at the food. He's looking at the money. He's looking at the vaccines. He's looking at, you know, I think he's very sincere. And he's been on this for years. This isn't a new thing for him.
It is not new for him. He's been on it for a long, long time. And he's not anti a lot of things that the other side accuses him of. But he's for good things, better things for people.
And when he got announced as passed and then got sworn into his position, he started with
Psalm 118:24, and it was awesome. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't that amazing?
That is. I mean, here he is, and he's been blasted. He's been attacked by the food industry. He's been attacked by the medical industry, the vaccine industry, and so forth. But I think he's very sincere. I don't think he's after anything other than making America healthy again. We'll find out. I hope that's true.
We will find out. I hope people cooperate with him because I do think it would change this nation.
Well, you know, if they're not cooperating, he can send Elon Musk and Doge in and check. I saw Elon Musk is going to be sent in to audit the IRS. I must admit, I chuckled a bit. The IRS is getting audited. And our health, our food needs to be audited, and our medical care needs to be audited. Here it is. We talked about pesticides earlier. Here's The Guardian from the United Kingdom. We found unhealthy pesticide levels in 20% of U.S. produce. So I'm eating healthier. I'm eating vegetables and salads and lettuce and all of that. And 20% of them have unhealthy levels of pesticides. How do we fix that? It's got DDT that's been banned in the U.S. government. All of these things that are the Roundup, all of the things that we use to preserve the shelf life or to keep pests away or whatever, we're finding in the food. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and it has a lasting effect, particularly for the people that cannot detox all of that stuff.
Yeah, it says, when it comes to healthy eating, fruits and vegetables reign supreme, but along with all their vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients can come something else, an unhealthy dose of dangerous pesticides. Though using chemicals to control bugs, fungi, and weeds helps farmers grow the food we need, it's been clear since at least the 1960s that some chemicals also carry unacceptable health risks. And although certain notorious pesticides such as DDT have been banned in the U.S., government regulators have been slow to act on others. Even when a dangerous chemical is removed from the market, chemical companies and growers sometimes just start using other options that may be just as dangerous.
If we could go back to when, I mean, years and years and years ago, farmers knew what they were doing. We did not have to use any of this type of stuff.
You know, Consumer Reports, again, not a crazy group. They say they've tracked the use of pesticides on produce for decades. They've seen this pattern repeat itself over and over. Two steps forward, one step back, and sometimes even two steps back, says James Rogers, who oversees food safety at Consumer Reports. Bottom line, do you think RFK is going to focus on this?
He is. He absolutely is. He actually was talking about dealing with ranchers, farmers, and all that, trying to get those smaller ones that have been pushed aside, get them back up and running with their organic practices. And he's going to work with the larger companies, too.
Brooke Rollins, I think, is the head of agriculture, the Secretary of Agriculture. I think Brooke Rollins is going to be working with Robert F. You think about that. If you were to say this 20 years ago, that a Kennedy was going to work with a MAGA, Brooke Rollins, and help make America healthy. This is how America is coming together. This is how, why President Trump won every swing state, I believe, is that combination.
Right. I'm excited to see the unity. I think when we start seeing results come in, good results, people will still jump to this side. But also people on the other side are tired of all the craziness.
Now, there is a potential here. We're going more to organic, and people will have good labels. And I think we've done a good job in that. At least we label them. Sometimes, though, organic doesn't mean what it says it means.
No.
You really have to check that out.
Right. And there's codes and stuff that you can learn to read on vegetables. It's too long to get into here, but yeah, no, it'll be very helpful when people when all that gets taken care of.
Yep. So they looked at this, this Guardian, analyzed USDA's test results for 29,643 individual food samples. We rated the risk of each fruit or vegetable by factoring in how many pesticides showed up in the food, how often they were found, the amount of each pesticide detected, and each chemical's toxicity. This is the kind of thing we're looking at. Plastics, we're looking at pesticides. Now, you mentioned seed oils. Why are seed oils bad?
Okay, well, our bodies just don't tend to accept them very well. I mean, we're talking going back to beef tallow, which was great. McDonald's used to fry their fries in beef tallow, and then they moved to seed oil. And I think it's because it's obviously less expensive, I'm guessing.
What does it mean by seed oil? Sunflower seed oil?
Sunflower seeds, you name it, any seed oil.
If you'd asked me 10 years ago, I would have said, oh, that's way better than beef fat.
Can you talk to us about canola oil?
Oh, canola, Canadian low acid oil. You know, it's true. It was developed in World War II. It was used in machinery. And then they came up with better alternatives. And they saw, whoa, how are you know, is that a myth? I don't know. Read on the internet, check it out. But it sounded real to me. And I know our daughters had problems with
canola oil. And seed oils. Yeah.
Cottonseed oil. You see a lot of things that don't sound really healthy.
No.
Olive oil sounds healthier.
Olive oil, avocado oil, olive oil for lower temperature cooking, avocado oil for higher temperature, coconut oil, higher temperature, and and beef tallow, and ghee.
You think, what is the last one you just said?
Ghee.
Ghee?
G-H-E-E.
Ghee? What does that mean?
Well, I think it's animal.
Oh, okay. So animal fats, actually, the thing we were told, I remember this when we were kids, you got to get off butter and get on margarine. And what's margarine made from? It's like soybean oil or something.
I literally do not know what margarine's made of. Margarine.
Yeah. Butter, butter we get. You churn butter.
Like Crisco?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that's made of.
Yeah, it's like
it's not good.
Kind of like Spam. It's an ultra processed. It's a pack. I remember as a kid in high school, we would make fun of Spam because it says on the can, I think it was Spam, but some of them say a potted meat product. Oh my. What is a potted meat product?
Okay, I just looked up ghee for a better, so a type of clarified butter that's made by cooking butter until the water evaporates and milk solids separate. So,
you know, our friend Ben, he's been going on, he calls it the bear diet. If it doesn't come from an animal in some way, or a bear wouldn't eat it, he won't eat it. And, you know, he's a pretty healthy young man. He's a great part of our team.
Yeah,
He's British, too. You know, we were talking the other day. It was really rainy and overcast and everything. I walked outside. I said, "What an ugly day!" And he said, "Ugly day in London. This would be a beautiful day."
I think he does. He does tea, but I don't see him stopping for the afternoon tea. But I don't think.
Margarine's made from vegetable oil. Mr. Russell's telling me in my ear, corn oil and things like that. It's
absolutely.
And they told us it was so much healthier. And my mother switched because the doctors and all, you know, it's like the doctors had told you smoking was healthy, right?
It's great marketing, great advertising.
But move
those products.
But you found better results for our family in cooking and using butter.
Butter, tallow, ghee.
Yep.
Avocado, all of those things.
All right. So we're not giving health advice here. We don't do that. We're just having a conversation. We're barely scratching the surface of topics, but the goal is to make America healthy again. You've been making our family healthy again. I'm thankful that you've helped our family through some really tough health times, looking for alternative ideas, not going crazy, but researching. Everybody who's listening to this ought to be doing research. Don't just take the word of what you read, you know, or hear. Because a lot of that is pre-programmed, pre-packaged information. It's like TikTok for your brain on health issues. You don't want to go there. All right, so we have a new RFK Jr. We're gonna look at healthier practices. Marnie, same things you've told me. And AI can play a role, but you've told me like blue lights at night, right?
Right, blue lights, EMF, all of those things that are surrounding us.
You know, we didn't have those. We didn't have the Wi-Fi ubiquitous. We didn't have the screens that we were staring at late at night. You might read a book and then turn off the light and go to bed.
It's affecting people's sleep.
It is, and we need to sleep better. We need to eat better. We need to rest. God talked about that in His Word.
Let me see. Sabbath comes to mind.
Yeah, 6 days of work and day of rest. But we also need to work.
Absolutely.
Work is good for people. People who are sedentary, it's not good for them.
Exercise.
Better standards for America. We need cost transparency. That's some of the things that we've covered, how we can lower our medical costs. Concierge medicine at $5,000 a year rather than $13,000 a year.
And we're also looking at integrative medicine, functional medicine, and hospitals are starting to do that.
Which is medical doctors are realizing, like Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Carla Dean Graves and others that are friends of ours that we've interacted with, all these things can make a difference to help make America healthy again.
Absolutely.
So one word, what would you, Maha Mama, give us one kind of closing word to cover, wrap up what we're talking about. What are you feeling?
I like I said, I'm very excited and just going forward, research yourself. Prayer is the ultimate first thing is to seek God if you're experiencing things and just get out there, help, vote, talk about it, research.
Yeah, prayer, that's important when we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for RFK Jr., our food, our medicine, and Maha. And there's a role for pirate money. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. Help us spread the word on this program. Till next week, this is Kevin Freeman with my Valentine, Marnie Freeman, and Pirate Money Radio.